warfare week. Anybody in my family will say, were they responsible for any evil in my family? Now wait till you say, make it happen, now it go happen. I say, what you say should happen is what will happen. There will be war this week. Listen to the instruction. Throughout today, tomorrow, till Thursday evening, give praises to God. Be praising Him in your private prayers, in your home, your family. Give a lot of time to praise His praises. Not the normal praise you used to praise. Extraordinary praise. He wants to use it to fight battle. Don't forget that prophecy that the Lord gave us. Praise the Lord. I want to give an exhortation. And I want to borrow a statement from Apostle Peter. In 2 Peter chapter 1, there's a statement in verse 13, in verse 12.
Wherefore?
Verse 12.
Wherefore, I will not be negligent.
Yes.
To put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, that is the verse.
Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things.
The emphasis there is always in remembrance. There are some things that we should be reminding you regularly.
That's right.
And we will not be tired of reminding us. Because I have reason again to repeat what I emphasized during the Rapture Watch yesterday. In an exhortation, I titled How to Identify a False Prophet. How to Identify a False Prophet. Because Matthew chapter 7, verse 15 and verse 16. We will read some scriptures, please, so we'll try to rush it.
Beware of false prophets.
Yes.
Which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles?
That's right.
Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good
fruit. It's okay, John 15 and 16 for now. The emphasis there is that we should beware. Amen. If the scripture is telling us to beware, then you will now know why it is necessary to put you always in remembrance of some of these things. And the present state of the church has necessitated us saying some of these things. Just as it was in that brought about the statement in Isaiah 28 verse 8.
For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness.
The tables there are pulpits, ministries, where the word of God, the food of life is served, the bread of life is served. It says full of
vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean.
No place clean again. No place that children of God can say, let me go here, let me go to this church, let me go here. It is either an arranged assembly, or a family business, or a commercial franchise, or some playground. The estate of the church now for true believers is what we see in Amos chapter 8, verse 11, 12, and 13. Amos, it's a prophecy.
Behold, the days come.
And the days are now, now, now.
Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land. Not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord.
But I want you to note, he said he's the one that will send the famine. He's the one. And that is where it is even dangerous. Go ahead.
And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and
shall not find the word of God. In that day,
shall the fair virgins and young men faint for thirst.
And who are these fair virgins And where are these young men that are talking about children of God that are thirsty for the truth, for true fellowship with God? Look at the testimony of this young boy desiring to know God. He was hungering for God, thirsty for God, going up and down. No wonder that song that I says, where will I go? Where will I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Needing a friend to help me in the end.
Where could I go but to the Lord?
He said, living below in this old sinful world.
A comfort can afford.
Striving alone
to face temptation sore.
Oh.
Where could I go but to the Lord?
That is a song many are singing now, children of God. False everywhere. You don't even know how to see, identify the correct one anymore. Because it's not easy to find the correct one. No more easy. False prophets. I've been emphasizing this. I've emphasized some of these things I'm saying now in the message I preached recently, the deceitful workers. Listen to it very well. Listen over and over and over. It will help you take a stand in this adulterous and wicked generation. We are all tables are full of vomit and filthiness. Jesus himself was asked in Matthew 24 and verse 23. Verse 4.
And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming?
What will be the sign of your coming?
And of the end of the world. And Jesus answered and said unto
what
them,
what did he say?
Take heed that no man deceive you.
Uh-huh.
For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ.
And will do what?
And shall deceive many.
This is the time this scripture is being fulfilled. In verse 23 of that same Matthew 24.
Then, if any man shall say unto
then
you,
future. It was a prophecy by the Lord Jesus himself concerning the sign of his coming. That's why he said, false prophets abounding everywhere now. It's an end time sign. 23.
Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets,
uh-huh,
and shall show great signs and wonders,
oh,
in so much that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect.
Uh-huh.
Behold, I have told you before.
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2, 3, and 4.
For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy.
That's Apostle Paul speaking.
For I have espoused you to one husband.
Talking to the church in Corinth.
That I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
Yes.
But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety.
Can you see? He said, so that I may present them as a chaste virgin to Christ. Then you can see why Amos prophesied that the virgins will faint for tests. Go ahead.
But I fear, lest by any means, that the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
Uh-huh.
For if he that cometh preacheth another
people
Jesus.
People are presenting another Jesus.
Whom we have not preached. Or if you receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him.
People are presenting another Jesus, another gospel. People are operating with another spirit, not the Holy Ghost. It's happening in the church, oh. It's happening in the church of Jesus Christ, oh. It's not everybody said Jesus, Jesus, that is the Jesus that hung on the cross. Amen. Now the Jesus They are preaching now is the Jesus of only prosperity. And even the prosperity is a dubious, fraudulent, 419 wicked type of prosperity. The prosperity they preach and turn the head, our head, to bring to the preacher and say you are bringing to God. They boast of their wealth with your offering. The Jesus we know him through the cross. Oh. We know him through the sufferings he went through. Oh. We know him through the agony he passed through on the cross on Calvary. The Jesus we must know is the Jesus Apostle Paul preached, oh, that he also added, all that shall live godly in Christ shall carry their cross like Jesus carried, oh, they shall suffer persecution. Hey, he blesses, oh, he delivers, he prospers, but that prosperity must go through the cross. If not, it is another gospel they are preaching. You heard what somebody say, if anybody is poor, I doubt his Christianity. Okay now. So those of us, we don't get money, we don't go heaven. Because we don't get anything to show. Oh yeah. But standing somewhere in the shadow, you find Jesus. He's the one who always gets us on the stairs. Standing somewhere in the shadow, you will find him. How will you know him?
And you know him by the nail prints in his hand.
I should know him.
Oh, I should know.
Okay. When we get to see him, how will you know it's the Jesus that died for you? He will show you his hand. He will not show you any mansion anywhere. And that is the reason why Christianity has been turned upside down. Why? Verse 13 of where we are reading, 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
For such are false apostles.
False apostles.
Deceitful workers.
That's who they are.
Transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ.
End time sign.
Anomavu, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
Oh.
Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness,
oh,
whose end shall be according to their works.
Okay, now, praise the Lord. False apostles, deceitful workers, that's what has invaded the Christian faith. And what has it resulted to? It's what Peter spoke. 2 Peter chapter 2, the first three verses there.
But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you.
It happened before, it will always be like that. That is the pattern. That's this, the trend.
Who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord about them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction.
Because, go ahead.
And many shall follow their pernicious ways.
Now, this is where I am going. Many shall follow this evil way, the pernicious ways.
By reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of.
Because of the nonsense going on in the Christian faith, this glorious gospel of the kingdom shall be made caricatured of, shall be evil spoken of. Now people don't have regards again for the church. You must have had during the week, or is it last week, during the week, somebody said he's confessing that he used to do arranging for people. Then he now added, of all churches, this church also. I know many of you have replied to them, but some don't even know what I'm talking about. Maybe we can listen to what the man said.
Both in Abakali key and in any other place that you have worked for.
Plenty. I've even traveled to Ghana, traveled to Benin Republic, traveled to different states, almost all the states in this, almost all the states in Nigeria, if I'm not mistaken, working with pastors. The people that took me to Ghana, the sponsor of my trip to Ghana was a Bride Assemble. I went to Ghana after I went to collect names for them to use for prophecy.
In Ghana?
In Ghana. Aflawo, Ghana. Then I collected I don't know the day, but it's in my passport.
Their headquarters, the church
is Bride Assemble. Their headquarters, because I only went to their headquarters. I went there with one lady, one of my girlfriend there, Nikki. You know Nikki?
I know Nikki.
Uh-huh. We went together to their headquarter. This church, in fact, is the most holy church. As I went with Nika, canvas, a short canvas and a polo, they did not allow me to enter church. They went inside their office, bring me jean trouser.
Anyway.
Yes. Nikki went with normal short gown. They say no. They went and give her a wrapper. You see the kind of holiness this church.
What's the name of the owner of the church?
Moses. If you browse, I don't forget, but Moses. Something Moses. The church shares boundary with Lord Chosen, Lagos. See Lord Chosen, see the church.
Their headquarters is in Lagos.
Yes. Bride Assemble. They share boundary with Lord Chosen. If you just see Lord Chosen Church, you will see. Just ask, saying you, if you reach Lord Chosen Church, ask of Bride Assembly.
In that church, who sent you to go? Is it a pastor of the Bride Assembly or a guest pastor?
Somebody that gave the pastor of the church my contact is Pekin, Ambassador Wisdom. The first place I worked for them was in Tretre. In Anambra.
You worked for the pastors of Bride Assembly?
Yes. The pastors of the Bride Assembly. No, they do have this competition of prophecy. The owner of the church is not a prophet. He doesn't prophesy.
But the other young pastors?
Prophesies.
This young pastor, what is his name? The one he worked for?
Samuel.
Samuel.
I don't know his surname. You understand? So then, when I go there, I'll be collecting information for him because it's a kind of competition.
You want to outperform
more than other disciples. Because the man will preach and then say, when it's time for prophecy, he'll be giving the mic one after the other to see what they can do. But this one I'm working for seems to be the best. I said, we are even preparing a program.
They don't know that he has a Holy Spirit that he pays money to read.
We are even preparing to take me to Canada. But I don't know what later happened. The guy said that they canceled the trip. So I worked with them. Then I have worked with Tony Anekwu, Tony Anthony Anekwu.
Of Lagos.
In Lagos. I've worked.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know that some people were hired to give a false testimony against the Lord Jesus Christ. So I thought that spirit went after Jesus died. I didn't know that spirit is still available. Now, we don't bother with such people because in that interview, he mentioned some other names of some other pastors. Those ones, I know they're going to go after him. When I listened to it, the first thing that came to my mind, I stood up, I said, hey, this God is wonderful. See as he give us free advert. See as he give us free advert. There's no way somebody will see this that will not look for the church and come to confirm. But you can see what the church has been reduced to. See them ridiculing the church because these things actually happen in churches. But it can't happen in Bride Assembly Church. To start with, there is no Prophet Samuel here that is the... And no Prophet Samuel has ever existed in this church that was the highest in prophecies. None. And we don't have headquarters and branches. And so whatever they wanted to achieve by that, they have now. But the interesting thing about this is that 2 weeks ago, Sister Marachi gave a prophecy where the ministers were gathered, that this is thus said the Lord. The Lord said that there is an attack against the prophetic ministry in Bride Assembly coming up, and that they should pray. Well, they prayed, and I believe this is the fulfillment of that prophecy. They can't succeed. Church, the reason they do those arranging is not because of money. In this ministry, thank God, the pastor of this church is not a prophet. Even then, they even told me that there was a time they were given some of those funny stories that I got power from TB Joshua. Another one said, Celeste that gave me power. Another one said, they buried me for coffee. And all manner of blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. But I used to reply them then. I said, you are acknowledging that I have a power. Your only problem is the source of the power. So you have confirmed I have grace. Amen. Listen, we have no reason whatsoever to help God with any form of arranging. In this ministry, you see that anytime they give you prophecy, coordinators will take you there. They will go and further collect your record, they will interview you. They will collect your phone number, your address. Later on, there is another intelligent group in this church that will follow you again to hear that date that they gave you, did it come to pass or not? If it doesn't come to pass, see the stones here. In Israel, that was the solution, the response to every false prophet. Aaron, the high priest, would stay with his Urim and Thummim on his chest. with all the 12 stones, they have different colors. You say you have a dream. The Lord spoke to you. You have thought, said the Lord. They say, no problem. They will call everybody and then, oh yeah, give your revelation. Aaron will hang it. If it is God that spoke, a rainbow color will appear on the Urim and Thummim. Then they will say, this is from God. But you talk finish, nothing flash. You better start writing your will. Because they are standing there with stones. They say, talk again, nothing happened. Aaron go waka, come on the Urim and Thummim, then they prepare your burial. We also have our Urim and Thummim. This is our Urim and Thummim. Praise the Lord. But I am using that to let you know what he's saying actually happens in ministries, in churches these days. And that's why it's not easy. I told you, any church you go for the first time, don't close your two eyes when praying. Leave one eye open so that you see some things are happening. It's not even everywhere. Be sure that grace is of God before you let them lay hand on you. Be very careful when a pastor come to you, young girl, and say, meet me, you, meet me, you, meet. If not homosexual, you go to fine boys. You, see me after. If not womanizer, you, see me after. Be very, very careful. Because before you know what, you don't know what happened, you only found yourself at Ojo Elegba. They are the deceitful workers. Who are these end time prophets? They are the accursed that Jeremiah chapter 48 verse 10 mentioned.
Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully. And cursed be he that keepeth back his sword.
If you do the work of the Lord deceitfully, you are cursed. I want you to know that young man giving those funny exposition. He's not converted, though. It's not that he has repented, though. It's just he's shifting from making money through arranging now to now making money through coming to a blogger. You see what the Christian faith has been reduced to. Now, that blogger, that car man, that's the name of the blog. You know, what is he doing bringing these people to be given that testimony? It's to make money. It's to make money. Verse 3 of that 2 Peter again, where we read chapter 2. What did he say?
And through covetousness, shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you?
It's the same merchandise. To him, this is going to be hot news. Hot news. Do you think that man is doing it so that people will be converted? No. He's doing it to attract traffic to his blog. And through it, he will make money. The reason he invited that man is not because he wants things to stop. He is using it also to make. He's not the only one. These days now, look at YouTube. All the bloggers, all his churches, false prophets. If they're not attacking Adeboye, they're attacking Oyedepo. If they're not attacking Oyedepo, they're attacking Suleiman. If they're not attacking Suleiman, they're attacking Chusin or Ebuka. Or anyone, they don't have any other content. They have enough content from the church. And they are making millions every month from the nonsense that is going on in the church. That is what is happening. But I tell you, those of you who are giving them those contents, you are accursed. Galatians chapter 1, verse 6. 7, 8, and 9.
I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you.
I would do what?
I would pervert
the gospel of Christ. The gospel of Christ. And then he gave a warning.
But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed.
I don't know whether they read these scriptures or not. These people are the people the Bible referred to as antichrists in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 18, 19, and 20.
Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that antichrist shall come, even now are there many antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last
time. You see, plenty of them, anybody walking against the progress of the church of Jesus Christ, you are an antichrist. Anybody preaching contrary to what this Bible guides us to do, you are an antichrist. You are the one preparing the way for your papa, the real antichrist, to come very soon. Read on.
Verse 19. They went out from us, but they were not of us.
Oh.
For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us.
When they say with us, that is with the apostolic doctrines. Go ahead.
But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us.
One of them is Demas, who was together with Apostle Paul. And he decided to branch and follow winners. Prosperity. Because winners say they don't preach rapture. Every time Apostle Paul will soon go, this mortality will put on immortality. Shout them, voice of the trumpet. Very soon, we'll be going. Very soon, our redemption is nearer than when we began. Every time, Apostle Paul, we'll soon go. Them I say, hungry, they wire us for here. Every time, we'll soon go. Then he had winners preaching that there's, you know, God is a good God. Amen. When you heard Apostle Suleiman said that he wished that COVID-19 didn't end. You know, I'm saying it confidently because he said, I have the tape. So if you carry me, go court, I'll play it for the judge to hear. You say he bought the third private jet during COVID-19 when all of us were dying of hunger. You see? Prosperity. You don't finish. Verse 20.
Verse 20. But ye have an unction from the Holy One.
You and I.
And ye know all things.
We can never go that way. Who are these false prophets? The Bible describes them as seducing spirits in 1 Timothy chapter 4. They are the ones that's what you're referring to from verse 1.
Now the Spirit speaketh expressly.
Verse 1 and 2, yes.
That in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared.
No conscience. And concerning the end time, Apostle Paul had this to tell Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13.
But evil men and seducers.
Evil men and people who seduce.
Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse.
Don't think they will ever be better. They will get worse and worse. Doing what?
Deceiving.
And doing what?
And being deceived.
Including you that is being deceived, you are also evil. Because you are the one encouraging them. Who are these people? Like the last time I spoke here, I said, the seeds that we have planted in that parable that the Lord Jesus Christ gave in Matthew 13, if we read it from verse 24, by the time we come to verse 30, what did Jesus say?
Let both grow together.
Let both the wheat and the tares that we have planted, don't uproot them. Leave them to grow together.
Until
in the church,
the harvest.
two groups of people are in the church, wheat and the tares.
Let both grow together until the harvest. And in time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn.
And I am telling you now, those seeds have matured. We didn't know them before. We thought they were men of God. Until their time of maturity, they begin to manifest their origin. I have stressed that several times before. Something, therefore, has to happen. Then we can understand Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 3, verse 11 and verse 12.
I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
Verse 12 is my emphasis.
Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge
the floor
and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
Why does he use a fan? The floor there is his church. The fan there is in his hand, Jesus' own hand. Listen very well. This is revelation I'm giving you so that you can flow and understand what is happening in the church of Jesus Christ. He is the one that baptizes with the Holy Ghost and fire. But after that, his church will gather. He also has a fan. What does the fan do? The fan is applied in the threshing floor. After you harvest the wheat and the tares, anytime you bring wheat, including whatever maize and the rest, they have all the yamayama attached to them. You want to separate the real seed from the chaff. At that time, they're using how they used to do it at that time. Now you have technology different, but at that time, they will use a piece, cloth, and then you create a wind. Somebody will carry it from the threshing floor, put it up, then you use wind, blow it. The chaff will just move away from there, and the real seed will fall down. But the chaff will blow away. That is what he uses to separate. This wind is what Apostle Paul spoke of in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12. 13 and 14.
For the perfecting of the saints.
The work of the ministry. Okay, read it from verse 11.
And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. For the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That we henceforth be no
this
more
is
children.
Where I am going.
That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine.
Wind of doctrine?
By the slayer of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
Now, there are some scriptures when you read, and God grants you understanding, makes you appreciate salvation, but makes you also fear God the more. Go back to the message I preached. Maybe I'll have to preach it again. Some years back, I titled Deceived by God. That this God can deceive somebody. When you just hear, you know, there are two statements we have made in this ministry that it normally knock off some people's head before they take time, then they begin to reason with you. One of the statements, we said there was a time God was not God. What are you saying? You know, how can you say God was not God? Until you break it down, then the sincere will say, oh, is that what you mean? Amen. Do you know there was a time God was not God? If you know, let me see your hand up. Some people's hands are down. If you don't know, put up your hand. Eh?
In this church?
In this church? Now, listen very well. Did anybody create God? Eh? Fine. So he was a spirit being, isn't it? How he existed, he refused us to know till now. And we will never know. Now, the word God is an English word. Do you understand? God is an English word describing any object of worship. Except you are worship, you cannot be God. There are many gods with different names. So, before there was a time that God had nothing worshiping him, therefore he was not God. I hope I'm clear now. So when he wanted to become God, an object of worship, he created the angels. When they started worshiping him, he was now referred to as God. Amen. Praise the Lord. There was a time that you were not a human being. Correct? Am I correct? There was a time that you were not a human being. You are a human being now, but there was a time that you were not a human being. You became a human being when something happened between your mother and your father. In fact, they were not even sure until the day you were given birth to. Then you cry because you could be, if you're born, you feel the animal. But when you cry like a human being, then they say, wow, baby is born. So it is with God. Praise the Lord. The second statement is that I say, God can deceive a man. How can God deceive somebody? That there are people that have been deceived by God. So I had to preach it and say, you know, and the third one was that Judas is my brother. Kai. Don't finish them. We told you this one, Antichrist. Praise God. But I've proved it. Judas is our brother. The mystery is deep. If you hate Judas, it's because you don't understand salvation. You don't understand the mystery. If not for Judas, I won't be saved today. Amen. Judas was ordained for it. Apostle Paul said, if the princes of this world had known who Jesus was, they would not have crucified him. Hallelujah. Amen. When we look at the atonement, anyway, please go and listen to the sermon. Let me preach the one for today. But when I say God can deceive, you see, I'm provoking you to go to our message archives. Go and listen to them. Listen to these messages so that you will know that you are not even saved by accident. You are not saved by accident. There is a book of life that my name was written there before the foundation of the world. Hey. Hey. And so churches like Deeper Life would not like to hear this statement that once you are saved, forever you are saved. You cannot be saved today and lose your salvation. These things are too deep, but that is what you come here and get established by. It's not to make us to be proud. It humbles us. You mean if I receive the Holy Ghost now, then I go and sin, and then I die, I'll still go to heaven? Amen. There are two things. If you have received the Holy Ghost, the Bible says, he that is born of God does not commit sin. By their fruits, we know them. It's not by what you say from mouth. Okay, now. Because my name was written in the book of life. While I was yet a sinner, my salvation was concluded before I was even born. So, here we are. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That the fan that is in the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ, that fan is using it to blow breeze, wind of doctrine. Remember that in that parable of Matthew 13 verse 30, he said at the end he will send his reapers to separate the wheat from the tares. So he is the one that sends them. And I've told you here there are two or three categories of ministers that are four or so categories of ministers that are called. There are the genuine ones that are called by God to gather people for salvation. Used by God. The true anointed ones. Then there are those that Satan himself is the one that has anointed. Now, there is another one that God himself has anointed. This time, he has anointed to remove these ones that Satan planted and another fourth group that they appointed themselves. And those that appointed themselves are those who are looking for food to eat. And they will all tell you, I am called. God himself will anoint certain people. He called them the reapers. Two groups of reapers. One to gather the wheat, the other ones to gather the tares. What does he use? He uses wind of a doctrine. Use the doctrines. And he anoints them very well to do what he has sent them to do. And to achieve this separation, he uses the delusion spoken of in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 from verse 7. Listen to the way he put it. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed?
The mystery of iniquity is how Satan has taken over the church of Jesus Christ.
And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders.
Now listen very well.
And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness.
In who?
In them that
perish.
There
are people that are ordained to perish. They are the only ones that he will have effect on. Why?
Because they received not the love of the
truth.
They
succeed on this group of people because they have no love for truth.
That they might be saved.
And you for this, preach the gospel of salvation to them, they don't like to hear it.
And for this cause, God shall send them.
Who will send?
God shall send
them. Who will send?
God shall send them strong delusion.
So that what will happen?
That they should believe a lie.
God himself will do something on them to make them believe a lie. The next verse.
That they all might be damned.
That is the purpose.
Who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness.
See, the day this scripture was quickened to me in the early 90s, fear caught me. That God himself can make somebody to believe a lie. So that in believing that lie, you will follow that lie, and end up in hell. And the only reason he does it is because truth is preached. You don't like it. A sister that I met some time ago said this is how she founded this church. She was a prostitute living in a brothel. But there was something inside of her that she knew what she was doing was not good. So she kept going to churches. She was wishing to go to a church where she will hear something that will break her down. But each one she goes, and the same thing. She goes. Now from there, then they change herself. So, nowhere to go. She said she went to a saloon one day to make her hair, and then two young girls were talking. And she was hearing them saying, there's one church. True, true, if you want to go heaven, Nadia. My problem with them is, Kai, they are too hard. They are too strict. But true, true, if you want to go heaven, Nadia. So she said she heard them say Ijesha. She heard them mention Ijesha, but they didn't call the name of the church. So she left and said, this church where these people they talk, let her go and find out. So she went to take off one Sunday and located this church. So she started asking which church they hear, like this, certainly is not choosing. And then she located this place. So the first day she landed here, that was the day she received the Holy Ghost. Well, she was coming for me for a counsel because she was now already married. She was now married with even three children or so. But she was telling me how she came here. She met the word. She said she didn't believe there is a church like this. And you know, God will wait for her. That one, a special one, whoever was the preacher that day, now the sermon, now she, the thing will target. That is how God arrests us. But there are some that came here also. When they reach Jesha Apostle, they will remove their earring and put it inside their bag. They will fold their trouser and then carry wrapper and cover it. Because some of them, Holy Ghost will arrest them. The angel will bring them. When they fall under anointing, they fall down. Why will go see the trouser? And they will leave the church. Two groups of people. Where you attend now? I go to Daystar. Wow, that's the latest church now in town. I asked one lady that was here before. I had to ask her. I said, now because we don't agree, you wear trousers, call your name, make you. They say, Pastor, not true. Not true, Abby. Because you don't want to hear truth. The Bible will show you, the Bible will show you everything in the scripture. You don't want to hear the truth. Not be only you, there are many. Do you know some people select which church to go? One of the reasons that they will select a church is where I can get connection for business. Where big men go. So that I can get contact. So when someone is going on, they are doing like this. Who I go target today? So that I go sit near him. So that I wash his feet. Then I'll get connection. While you are coming here looking for truth, looking for Jesus, looking for eternal life, somebody is looking for connection. Okay now. There are certain people that join departments in the church, not because they want to serve, but sort of hoping that they can mingle and jingle with some single brother or single sister from there. You know, I can get husband. Yes. And so those people, God, you want to serve God by your own terms. We see them now. We jam them on the road. I jam them at the airport when I'm traveling. I jam them in hotels. Pastor. I say, where you know me? In bride, sir. You're my pastor. I go look inside my heart. I go say, Zuvakba. Then I try to be a gentleman. So I go say, God bless you. God bless you. Your pastor. You don't know who your pastor is, not me. Not by force. How can you force somebody to be your pastor? Some people are forcing God to be their God. Every day we disturb us. In Jesus' name. Meanwhile, you are not under the blood of Jesus. Why are you disturbing God? Without holiness, no man can see God. You are living a useless life. Every day, Jesus, Jesus, you will never see him. You are disturbing him for nothing. Let me not go that way now. Praise the Lord. The most hypocritical group of people that live on earth, you find them among Christians. People who say they are going to heaven, and the book that will show you the way to go to heaven, you are holding that book. Inside that book, 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Chapter 6, verse 9.
Know ye not.
Okay, that book, see what he talk.
Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God?
Oh, you are hearing it now.
Be not deceived, neither fornicators.
Fornicators will not go to heaven.
No idolaters.
Idolaters will not go to heaven.
No adulterers.
Adulterers will not go to heaven.
No effeminates.
Effeminate.
No abusers of themselves to mankind.
You know, when Theophilus was talking about, he has gone to children's church. He said, the Bible says, woman should know where that which pertaining to the man. You know, we always tell women, where they wear trousers, don't wear trousers, don't wear this one. You know, that scripture says, and that which pertaining to the woman too. Men are not supposed to wear. But do you know that men now, they call them cross-dressing. Bobrisky. That's one serpent seed. Like that. That has used chemical and everything to look like a woman and dressing like a woman. And the Bible says abomination. Okay, let's leave that one. I don't think that one they go to church. If you get pastor, that one if you get pastor, all these naked models, all of them get pastor. All these homosexuals, they get pastor. All these lesbians, they get pastors. All these 419, they get pastors. Even armed robbers, they get pastors. Terrorists, they get pastors. Read it again.
Verse 9, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminates, nor abusers of themselves with mankind.
That is lesbians and homosexuals.
Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God.
Now, every one of us here, all Christians, you hold Bible. If you have a Bible, even if you don't have a Bible, you have it in your smartphone. You will read it. These people that do these things will never inherit the kingdom of God. And you are going to church, and you are announcing to everybody you are a Christian, and you are walking contrary to what that Bible says. That place you say you are going, this book will say you won't go there if this is what you are doing. You are still doing it and telling the whole world you are going to heaven. Are you not a hypocrite? In fact, you have a psychiatric problem. No, but that is the truth. I'm sounding hard because you make me wonder. You know that these people cannot go to that heaven you say you are going. Why are you deceiving yourself? How are you better than Bobrisky? How are you better than shrine people? How are you better than those unbelievers that say there is no God? You will have just joined them. See how I say it's a psychiatric problem. Nobody forced you. Now by yourself, you decided to just live a hypocritical life. No wonder. When one demon enter your house small, you don't feel sleep again. Because you know you're not covered. You know. And God will pack all of you and give you the pastors that you deserve. Those are the pastors in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21.
Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven.
Go ahead.
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have you not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that walk iniquity.
So now understand it very well, these people now. Now, these ones, they are not even fake people, oh. They are not fake, oh. These people we are talking about, because they could face Jesus and say, it was in your name I did this. It means they were actually anointed. And they were walking. They had people following them. People were receiving miracles under their ministries. Yet Jesus said he didn't know them. And I've said this before. For God to anoint you with a genuine anointing, there is a difference between the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The anointing of the Holy Ghost can come on even on an animal. It's the hand of God coming upon anybody that God chooses to fulfill a purpose. It has nothing to do with the salvation. But the baptism of the Holy Ghost is the power to become the son of God. What is the power to become a son of God? He said, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the son of God. What is the power to become a son of God? It's the power that converts a sinner to a saint. When you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it's a total package. That power comes to turn you to a new man, total conversion. But when you see yourself anointed, doing miracle signs and wonders, and your life has no change, to back up the testimony of the God that is using you, you are only a borrowed vessel. It has nothing to do with salvation. So don't go and challenge him and say, you are not going to heaven because you're a preacher. You are not going to heaven because you are a prophet. You are not going to heaven because you know you read the Bible. You are going to heaven, the hope of glory is Christ in you by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And when you receive the Holy Ghost, it will lead you to all truth, because it's the spirit of truth. It cannot accept error. So when you see people who are carrying anointing, take it, wow, you fall down. Mighty miracle signs and wonders, don't quickly condemn the anointing that is not of God. It is doing something there. God is using it. There can be genuine anointing. Look, Psalm 68 verse 18. Psalm 68 verse 18.
Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive.
That is what Apostle Paul quoted in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 9. Yes?
Thou hast received gifts for men. Yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell
even
among them.
Even those who are rebellious, he gave them gifts. But that is not for salvation. Gift is for service, not for salvation. But when you receive the genuine gift, genuine salvation, gift of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you have also received the anointing. Ye shall receive power, Acts chapter 1 verse 8, after that you have received the Holy Ghost. And
ye shall be witnesses unto me.
Then you can be my witness. You can now tell people that if a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. See me here. That is the witness. That is the witness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is why he will only choose another person that is also hell-bound to lead those whom he has deluded. What is he using to delude? The anointing that he has given that false prophet, that false pastor, that false preacher. The anointing is what he is using to delude the followers of that man, because they are not ready for truth. They are only ready for anointing, for power. So they are looking at it and they are believing that since he's anointed like this, he's a true man of God. Anything he talk, now we go follow. Forget all these people when they criticize. Then they criticize, they don't even get half the anointing this one has done. It is God deluding you to believe the lies that the man will talk, so that you will follow him to hell. It's a hard saying, but that is the truth. He separates them. One group of the tares, he uses the spirit of delusion. Then the other one, the wheat, he now uses the true fivefold ministry. What is the purpose? For the perfecting of the saints. And the one referred to where we read in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 to verse 14. And what is he using? He's now using at this end time that rain in James chapter 5 and verse 7. That revival rain for the harvest.
Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth.
He has been waiting since Pentecost.
And hath long patience for it, until he received the early and latter rain.
And that is why I say it is also a sign of the end time. When you begin to see a group of people that are totally sold to nothing but the word of God, the seed that was planted on the day of Pentecost is being formed again. The same apostolic doctrines, the same apostolic setting, what they believe, nothing contrary to the Bible. When you see that, you see the book of Acts in operation. It is an end time sign. The harvest will soon start. And that is achievable through a revival called a rain. And that is the latter rain that is going on now, taking us deeper and deeper, perfecting us. You can see in this ministry, we point everybody to Christ and Christ alone, and to him dwelling in you, to focus on yourself. Look more on yourself. Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Here you come to this church, you don't hear the man of God. No. No, 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 no. That is gone. That is gone from where we were released from. It's gone. Now it's Christ and Christ alone. When you come here, you see yourself talking to God and he's answering you. You see you relating to God. You saw that sister that the Lord gave me a revelation on during the vigil. But somebody wanted to commit suicide. And then I gave up. I said, well, the person didn't want to come out. We are continuing. She said, she sat down there and said, okay, Lord, if you want me to come out, then let him repeat it again. She prayed. She said, suddenly, I saw what I was saying. I said, you are here. Come outside, though. That was when she came out. She prayed and God answered her immediately. This is how we know that God is real. The reason is the rapture will soon take place. The seed is formed again. As we see in that parable of the growing seed in Mark chapter 4, verse 29. What did he say?
But when the fruit is brought
when
forth.
When the fruit is finally brought forth in that corn plant.
See, immediately, he put it in the sickle.
And the fruit is now maturing. Why?
Because the harvest is come.
That harvest is the rapture. And so in Luke 21, verse 28, he said, when you see these things that we're enumerating here.
And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads. For your redemption draweth nigh.
And all of us know that these things are fulfilling before our eyes. The false prophets, false anointed ones, the deceitful workers, those that have transformed themselves to be the apostles of Christ, it is now they are maturing in a level that the Church of Jesus Christ has never experienced in church history. The seeds are maturing. Praise the Lord. Once this is happening, when they say look up, that is get ready. Anything can happen. Trim your lamps of revelation. Remove all the excesses of life. Do you know why? Because Matthew chapter 7 verse 13, this is the way he put it.
Enter ye in at the straight gates, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat.
Now verse 14.
Because straight is the gate,
you see,
and narrow is the way.
The way is narrow,
which leadeth unto life.
How many finds it?
And few there be that find it.
Few there be. That is why he followed immediately in verse 15.
Beware of false
prophets. Because they are
prophets.
The ones that will pack the crowd. They are the ones that follow the way that is broad. Beware of that. Very important. But now, how can I beware of something I don't know? And I will rush this place. In another 10 minutes, I will close. I said, how do we then identify the false prophets? The answer is in that verse 16 of Matthew chapter 7. Hear the way he put it.
Ye shall know them by their fruits.
You will know them
by their fruits.
Their fruits. And he described it.
Do men gather grapes of thorns,
uh-huh,
or figs of thistles?
Uh-huh.
Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit.
Okay.
A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit.
Uh-huh.
Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire.
They are going to hell fire. There's nothing that will stop it.
Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know
How
them.
Will you identify them? You will know them by their fruits. Character. They have characteristics for identification. And one of them is that man points the people to himself and not to Christ, the gospel. John chapter 7 verse 18 describe them this way. John chapter 7 verse 18.
He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory.
They always seek their own glory.
For he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him.
And by doing that, they fulfill that scripture, they seduce his people, they seduce you. Seduce somebody to take you away from where you are supposed to be. I've been explaining this, just like the best man of Samson collected his wife before he came to take her home. The same thing, Samson, a type of Jesus Christ. While you're going to prepare a place to take us, the bride. Ministers have collected the church from Jesus. Yes. Secondly, they are anointed. They are anointed, but they have no message to preach. If you go to a church, we are from morning to night, they're only doing healing, deliverance. On Sunday, then you are clapping hands. Then they are doing all the abracadabra they are doing, that man has no message, like a himas. What he's doing is entertaining the people. Nothing that affects their spirit man, their soul in any way. Remember, if we read for time, please, you can note that scripture. In Exodus chapter 4, if you read it from verse 1 to 9, Moses is said to go to Israel and tell Israel tell Pharaoh, let my people go. Moses asked God, if they ask me, they will not believe me. If they say I should prove that you are the one that called me in court, you heard what happened. He said, put your hand in your pocket, in your bosom. No, he started with the stick. Throw your stick down. The stick turned to snake. Here. He carried it again. He said, carry it. He carried it, turned to stick. He said, oh yeah, the second one. Put your hand in your bosom. Put them there. Remove it. His hand became leprous. Put it back again. He put it. And remove it. Become clean. And he said, if they will not believe the voice of the first sign, they will believe the voice of the second sign. And if they don't believe the voice of the second time, speak judgment on them. They will believe you. Now, Moses is armed with his stick. What is the message that Moses was given to Israel in Egypt, to Pharaoh? What was the message? What was the message? He was not, his ministry is not to turn sticks to snakes. The anointing, the power, is to make the people believe the message he will give them, that he is from God. Therefore, for anybody to say, this is my ministry, I'm only to give prophecy, and then you are gathering people as their pastor, as their apostle. No message. That is evidence you are a false prophet. False minister. This sign shall follow them that believe what? Believe the gospel that is preached. You have to believe first before the sign will follow. Don't go looking for the anointing when you are not yet a believer. And you too. Amen. The people that need this power more are the evangelists. Because you are the one that you are going to preach the gospel and you are going to confront them. You have to prove that this God you are talking to about is real. They will challenge you with their power, but you have a higher power and you will demonstrate it for them there. And they will all bow. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But when Moses got there and dropped his stick, he turned to snake. The sorcerers and the magicians that were also in the Pharaoh's palace dropped their own. It also turned to snake. I can imagine how Moses would say, hey, I'm finished. Hey, I'm finished. Every gift, a true gift of God, is impersonated. Can be impersonated. There is the tongue, genuine tongue of the Holy Ghost. There is the lie tongue. And you will think that not the same Holy Ghost they speak. That is why every pastor must have the spirit of discernment. In this church, me here, I'm the pastor. As they operate at the enter spirit, they follow you to know whether it is of God or not. Praise the Lord. We either have the original or no gift at all. We will not compromise it for any reason. Before you know it, Chandes and Chambres, that is the name of those two musicians. Apostle Paul gave us their names. Magicians. Two magicians. They were Jannes and Jambres. Second Timothy, verse chapter 3, verse 8 and verse 9.
Now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth.
Oh.
Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was.
Because how was it? If you read Exodus chapter 7, it will tell you how that after they threw their own two, Moses' snake went and followed those their two magician snakes and swallowed them up. So that you will know there is original. Their folly will be made manifest. In the name of Jesus, will be made manifest. Let me quickly add this. Amen. Oh. My time don't go. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because Some of these things, we should not rush them. We shouldn't rush them. How to identify a false prophet. Because in Deuteronomy chapter 13, that is the third one, chapter 18, verse 20 to 22.
But the prophets which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. And if thou say in thy heart,
now, if you say in your heart,
how shall we know the word which the Lord has not spoken?
How shall we know that this thought said the Lord is from God or not?
When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken. But that prophet has spoken it presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him.
It's a wicked prophet, so-called prophet, that will give anybody false hope. Very, very wicked. You jam any prophet that will tell you, hey, you are coming honestly, I'm afraid of this investment I want to do. And then, I want to find out, should I go into it? I just speak presumptuous instead of entering spirit. Say, go, you know, it's done. Only to find yourself going to jump for one night. God saved somebody here last Friday or Thursday? Thursday program here. I was standing here, the Lord spoke to me. They are finishing somebody, they are duping somebody. And the Lord said that is why he came to church, to find out. Two ministers, two prophets said, immediately they said, now 415, gave the description. Said, and they have collected some money already. And he said, it's a prophet somewhere that says you go ahead and do it. Praise God. It's simple. It means it is not God that has spoken. If God speaks, it must come to pass. That is the God we serve. And no prophet explains a prophecy if it is thus said the Lord. That's why I always tell our prophet, I say, just give it the way you hear it. Sometimes the person hearing you understands it better than you. It's true. You see somebody say, you say, dog, they follow him. Dog, they follow him. Then he go to come join the dog. He go, they follow him. Just give up. Say, I see dog, they follow you. And they are all. Then I can't see another he goat, they follow you. Not be two spirits, they follow, so. Just give up. He go no. He know, say, hey, God, why expose me? Because I don't say I'll be fornicator. Don't give up. He know what he mean. Don't try to explain. Say, now, winch, they follow you. Not be every dog be winch. Some dogs, now uncleanness. When you see pig, they follow person. Pig, they follow person. It's uncleanness. As an unclean lifestyle. Maybe the person is homosexual. Homosexual, lesbian is an unclean spirit. An unclean spirit. Why is it that anytime I see you in the waka, when they pass like this, things go they miss. When you pass, things go they disappear. When you pass, things go they disappear. What do you mean this? Now what I see with that? Na thief he be. You know, say, God, why expose that? Na thief he be. Praise the Lord. And so don't, people who want to appear as if they are prophet. Every time the kind of prophecy they give you is die. When you see a wicked prophet, go see a woman with Gebele, go say, hey, I see vision. You deliver, you die. Will that woman ever have peace again? Wicked people. When we come back, we shall continue. We shall continue. How to identify false ministers of God, false prophets. There are things that should come down to our level to understand. Because the church of Jesus has been totally messed up. But God is bringing out his own. One by one, there must be a gathering place. Praise the Lord. Can we stand up? He's coming soon.